Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And for a second episode, Brie is back.
The return, turn of Brie.
Remix.
What's up, ladies?
We forgot to do this on the last episode, so Sarah, do it before I forget.
Okay, well, if you want to contact us, you can. We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did have another text message. It's from Michael, the musical trucker.
Oh, what's up, Michael?
One of our faithful listeners. And so cool. He's been letting me know about cool places since I've moved to Marysville to check out. He says, yo, Vicky, they have alcoholic frozen pudding shots.
What?
With bacon and maple syrup at the Lucky 13 Saloon in Marysville. Hmm. Also, it's a biker bar, so big bearded and tattooed guys for you to ogle. From Michael, the musical trucker of Marysville.
Wait, say that one more time. Alcohol pudding?
Alcoholic frozen pudding shots with bacon and maple syrup.
Wow.
I'm sure they have other flavors, too.
You know,
but I'm okay with that flavor.
But alcoholic pudding shots.
Instead of a Jell-O shot.
Frozen pudding shot.
I will say I've always liked pudding better than Jell-O.
I mean,
but I've never tried a pudding.
I've never tried frozen pudding.
Do we know the flavor of this pudding? Is it chocolate or vanilla or tapioca?
Ooh. I would assume chocolate, but
I hope chocolate.
Yeah, if I can look
with
it up.
The bacon.
Yeah.
What is like your guys' weird go-to drink? Like, I love a lemon drop. Like, if I'm doing shots, I can't do shots anymore. It
oh,
makes me
gag.
I love lemon drop, especially with the sugar rim.
You guys are lame.
Dude, shots
Sarah's
make me
breath?
Gag.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why now.
Well, if I want to gag, I'll do something else.
Mm. Amen.
Mm. Yes.
I don't gag.
Amen.
I don't have gag reflexes. Amen.
Which is also fun when you do vomit or you're trying to vomit, Sarah, because you cannot.
I know. I don't got gag reflexes.
If I need to vomit from drinking, I got this.
Wait. Okay. So you guys won't do shots.
I mean,
no.
Depends on the night. Some nights I'll be like, okay, I can feel it. But other nights, like, it makes my stomach turn already. Like, doing one shot and I'm completely sober, it's going to, like, make my stomach not happy for the rest
Mine
of the time.
Mine depends on the alcohol. Like, I can't do a shot of tequila. That smell literally makes me gag.
The only time I can, you got to try this. It's you take an orange slice and you put cinnamon on it. And then you suck on that right after the tequila shot. It, like, neutralizes the tequila and it tastes so good.
Right. And I've learned how to take shots where I, like, hold my breath and just chug it back.
Yeah.
But I try not to because I do feel that, like, gag reflex.
Like, already? Like,
because, Sarah, I've been with you. We've taken fireball shots.
Oh, yeah.
Those are easy to take.
Yes. Well, I prefer straight whiskey.
Okay, well, I do. I love whiskey, too, and bourbon.
So can you shoot whiskey?
I mean, I would. I just like shots. I'd rather do like a mixed drink.
Oh. See, I like doing both.
I like fruity shots, though. I've come to learn to love like the lemon drops of the world. I'm like, they're cute. They're fresh. They're refreshing. I don't like the sugary ones.
Like an old man.
Lemon drops are sugary.
Like, not like a, like, I don't like the sugary. Like, some people complain. They're like, oh, well, if you like sugary shots or whatever, like a lemon drop, why don't you do like a Jaeger or a fireball? Because those are sugary. And I'm like, nope, I don't like that. That's what I meant.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, because lemon drop, you don't really taste the alcohol
no,
as much.
No, and I just can't do fireball. Like, I could do it mixed in something, but I can't do it.
I'm like an old man when it comes to like my drinks. Like, I love like an old fashioned.
Oh, dude, those are bomb.
They're so good.
Fancy. I used to know how to make them.
They're so good. Like that, if that's my, Vicky, that's my go-to drink.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm out and I could have a drink of my choice, I'm like old fashioned, like 100%. Give me that right now.
Right now. I'm trying to think.
Dude, this place looks ratchet. I'm looking at their Facebook page. It looks like they had some sort of party or whatever, and they won a specific device for a certain area. It looks like a necklace.
Oh! Are they a beautiful type of beads?
Yes.
Mm.
This looks like a great place.
Seems like you're right up your alley.
They have a buttery finger, which is Bailey's Irish Cream, butternut scotch.
I was scared.
Kahlua and vodka.
I was scared it was going to be something else. Is this another one of those?
I want a buttery finger, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I could find more info on the booze.
Yeah, it's so crazy because people ask me, like, where I go out or what are my go-to spots, and I don't really have. I just kind of go wherever, you know, wherever the night takes me. And, like, same with a go-to drink. I always get a whiskey diet if I'm, like, trying to get faded because I love those, so I can drink those so fast.
Yeah. Whiskey ginger for me.
Yeah, I love it. But, like, cocktails, I just kind of look at their cocktail. Oh, I love Negronis. Oh, my gosh. Those are so bomb.
Wait, what is that?
It's gin, Campari, and vermouth. It's like I never knew what they were, but they're super big in Italy. They're like an Italian cocktail.
Okay, I need to try this.
Oh my God, I'll make you. I have all the ingredients at home.
Okay,
I will make you some. They're bomb. Okay. If you like Campari, if you don't like Campari, you're gonna hate it.
So I actually started looking up more Lucky 13 Saloon, and someone tagged Taryn and Ted. There.
It's a spot.
We need to go with them.
Oh, we should totally go.
Well, Taryn can't go for a while.
Well, I mean, she can go. She just can't drink.
Oh, she could be our DD.
Hell yeah. She's only got 5 weeks left to go in this
I'm
pregnancy.
I'm ready.
Poor girl. Could you imagine being, like, what, 8 months pregnant and just everyone's stressing to be a driver?
Like, damn it.
Oh.
Just your ankles are all swollen. You know, you got the vomit going on.
The cankles.
Speaking of vomit, yeah.
But I, since we were talking about having fun and having a good time, and obviously we have a difference in opinion on what to drink, and Sarah and I have a difference in opinion on what to do. Like for me, I love to, my favorite go-to place, and I don't go often anymore because it's far, is the rickshaw in Seattle. Like I used to live walking distance, stumbling distance.
Mm-hmm.
Get there, get drunk, great drinks, great prices. Do karaoke all night and then stumble home.
It's a ratchet-ass Chinese place.
Oh, I love it.
One of those.
Is it in the IG? Fries. Like...
Is it in the what?
Where's it at?
It's in
International
North.
District?
Well, no, it's actually in Greenwood.
Oh, okay.
So kind of by Northgate. But that was like my go-to place. And Sarah likes to kind of party it up. So we have a difference in.
I like to go to the club.
Likes. Like what we like to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I think mine depends on just like the people I'm with and the vibe that's going on. Because like there's times where I like will go out to a club and then there's times where I'm just like, no, I want to sit at a bar and listen to music.
A nice piano bar.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's cool, too.
I like the dueling piano bars, the ones where you tell them what song you want. Like, I had somebody do TikTok once, and she nailed it.
Oh, is there one of those here?
Chopsticks, I think is what it's called.
Yeah,
like that.
There's one in Seattle.
I think
really?
There's a couple, yeah.
I'm not going to go to that.
But I found this article. It's a study. Here are the personality traits that make you fun. Because Sarah likes to say that I'm lame all the time because I'm getting old lady status. So we will see. And I will give you, I'll give you a heads up.
I'm sorry. I love you, but damn.
It's like, and I love you, but you're freaking out of control ratchet.
An a-hole.
That too.
Yeah.
But I haven't read these because I wanted us to all be surprised.
Oh, I'm going
to
be all of these. I'm so excited.
All right. So
we'll see. Relax.
Let's
see. Watch.
La 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 la. Says, first one, okay, says fun people. Let's give it up for fun people. They make our lives so much more, well, fun, don't they? Well, we all have friends that we can call up when we're feeling low because we know that they can cheer us up in a hurry. And you don't even need to be doing anything specific with them. They can breathe life into any situation and make it enjoyable for everyone around them. So we have to appreciate fun friends because not everyone's like this. So the
maybe
not
I'm
fun-
not all these.
One of the other things it says, like, not fun friends are the friends of ours who have fun and can liven the mood. I mean, we do have the friends that can liven the mood everywhere we go, but then we have the friends that are total downers.
Mm.
So we're going to figure out what type of friend we are. Are we the downers or are we the fun friends? So your personality. So personality psychologists Nettle and Clegg often frame the essence of our personality structure as mapping it into five different traits, and they're referred to as the big five personality trait dimensions. So it turns out they are as followed. Extraversion. I can't say that word. Extroversion. So it's basically, are you an extrovert?
Oh. Yeah.
It's like, do you have the tendency of being outgoing and high in social energy? And if you're extroverted, you thrive around people. And the exact opposite is introversion. So if you're more of an introvert. So they did... Do you consider you guys more of an extrovert or an introvert?
Oh, I'm 100% extrovert. Like, it is like shown on my, I wear it on my sleeve. It's like
yeah,
crazy.
It's like, ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
Sarah. I honestly am probably both.
I am too.
An extrovert in like all my friends, in situations I'm comfortable with, like at the workplace and stuff like that. But when it comes to one-on-one with like, someone I don't know, like a first date or something. Woo! Or if I'm like, if I go to a party and I only know one person and there's like a bajillion people and I'm not with that one person all the time, I definitely have to have a few drinks in me.
Mm.
I'm like weirdly so shy when like,
yeah.
Or even if we're like meeting up somewhere and we have to like, we're going to go to a restaurant. I will not be the first one to walk in that restaurant and get a booth for us. Like I will wait in the parking lot and be like, okay, are you there? And then I'll come and find you. It's very weird, but like
I need like it depends. Like sometimes if I have high energy, like if I had my sleep and I have an energy drink, I'm like, let's talk, let's hey you me, let's be friends, let's dance, let's talk. Like I'm more active, but as I've gotten older, I've kind of liked the idea of like being a homebody. It's like, and I still like hanging out with people. It's like, hey, can we just hang out at my house and just like watch a movie and hang out? Like, I've been needing that a lot more lately, and I do appreciate my alone time. But when I am with my friends, it's like, let's go, let's have fun, even though that's toned down. So I'm probably a little bit more introverted.
So Brie wins this one.
Yes.
Yeah. My dad, from the beginning of time, my dad was like, yeah, you have FOMO since when I was little. Like, I always wanted to be everywhere. I wanted to be everywhere and do everything.
I try to be like that, but I have this one friend who's exactly, and does everything all the time, go go go, and she's like, yeah, I'm tired, but like we're still gonna go to the gym, right? And then Becky,
I love
a
Becky,
million things. She's literally like in Disneyland right now, and then she's going to New Orleans in October, and but before that she's going to Hawaii, and then she does it all, and I'm like, I'm exhausted just watching your life, but I'm so jealous because she's like down for whatever all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god,
this one. Neuroticism. So we all know somebody who deals with this, and they have a tendency to be more anxious and experience various negative emotional states. So apparently, emotionally stable people, all things considered, are more attractive than neurotic folks. So when taking all this into consideration, it starts to show within attributes as someone that is fun. So if you're one of those people that is just a super anxious, super neurotic, you might not be as fun.
Like, just crazy? Just like,
wait, what? Yeah, like.
Well, they're saying emotionally stable people are considered more attractive.
But let's be honest. Who the hell is really emotionally stable? Like, no one.
I feel some people probably can cover it up better.
I feel like
others.
Some people are. I don't feel like anybody's ever at 100%, but I feel like people can keep in check. They're like, you know what? I'm not feeling great. Let me figure out why I'm not feeling great. Okay. And let me get to this.
Yeah, but I guess I do have some friends who are just like, I feel like always a hot mess.
Yeah.
It's like there's always something going on. Oh my god, you're getting way too like emotional over something that doesn't
you even, like attract that negative energy all the time or something.
Yeah, and it's just like there always has to be a problem with something, even though that's just within you. Like,
okay. Yes,
like yesterday my friend made it a point to tell us that we all together cannot watch this one show with her because it's like about jail and her sister's been in jail, and so it like really was triggering her. And I literally
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna laugh.
Was sitting behind my friend telling my other friend this with the face just like dumbfounded, and I'm like, you need to go to therapy. This is a show about jail, and you know, like I have friends kind of like that who just like make nothing into something, and it's just like, why?
Knock it off.
Why? It's okay. A show. Like, you got issues. Like, I love you, but get it together.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Especially
go to therapy.
Nowadays, too, like, I feel like a lot of people take things so seriously.
All that about everything.
Like, yeah.
Dude, we were watching The Bachelorette yesterday, and it was Fantasy Suite week, and The Bachelorette like made it a really big deal about how respectful one of the guys was, and they went in the suite together, and it's amazing that he was just so respectful, and like we just talked and we'd make out, and then he knew I didn't want to take it further, and he's just so respectful, and my friends are like, why are they dwelling so much on like being respected? Like, I think that should just be an obvious thing, and like they were getting offended by it, and I was just like, oh my god, no one can win.
Yeah,
like, no one can win nowadays.
Yeah, that's a little too much. I think that just they had no other thing to go off of because nothing steamy happened, so that's why they had to dwell on it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I'm just thinking video editing wise, like this was boring crap. What can we do?
Yeah,
yeah. You're right. Everyone gets sensitive about everything.
There's another one on the list. Open mindedness. So, are you always up for trying new things, learning something new, expanding your horizons? If so, you're a textbook example of someone who is open minded. The opposite is being closed-minded, where you know what you know and do what you do and are extremely resistant to change. I love Sarah's face right now.
I'm open-minded.
Sarah's black and white.
If it's planned.
Okay.
If plans change, Sarah don't like that.
Sarah's very much, you lied to me, you screwed me over. You bailed on plans. You know, you're dead to me almost. Like, it's...
You're
on my S list.
Agree with Sarah, yeah. Though, because it's like I feel like I'm open minded to a lot of things, but with plans, oh yeah, especially with my family, when they say they're going to do something, and then all of a sudden, and I set my mind like this is what's happening, A, B, and C at this time or whatever, and then everything just goes to crap. I am like in the worst mood, and
the worst.
Where's your family from?
Sacramento, California.
No, but I mean Are you Mexican?
Oh, yes. I'm Mexican-American, yes.
So I am as well. And I realize, and I don't know if this is true with your family, but I feel like in Mexican families, like, no one's ever on time.
No. And it bothers me. Yeah. And it's like so traumatizing because it bothered it. I used to be late to, I was in a lot of like sports teams when I was younger mm-hmm. and stuff. I used to be late to practice a lot because my dad would like make me late and I would like bother the heck out of me. So like now I'm on time for everything. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, and it's just so awkward right. being late.
Like, I mean, there's some things that like, it's just like when nobody ever shows up. If I'm having a house party, no one's going to show up at 8. If I say it's at 8, everyone always shows up at 9.
I would be there at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I'd be like, cool. I'm still setting stuff up because I didn't expect anybody yeah. this early.
But like at yesterday, there was so much bad traffic. I was trying to make a spin class. The spin class was at 5:15. I texted the spin instructor when I was in traffic because Seattle traffic at 4:30 is the worst thing of my life.
Yeah.
But I was like, girl, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Like, because you have to sign up in advance.
Right.
And you can't cancel a half hour out or whatever. And she was like, girl, don't worry, it's all good. Like, I hate being late, or it's okay, like, you can come late, it's fine. And I'm like, do you know me? And it was, I was 3 minutes late, dying with anxiety about it. And I just like ran, got the bike that was just close to the door, and then I did my little spin. And afterwards I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I know you were probably freaking the F out. And yeah. I was like, I was 3 minutes late. Like, that's so bad.
And she's like, we had to cancel the podcast a couple weeks ago, and I'm just like, she had a migraine.
Oh my God. And I'm like, dying.
Girl, I'm like, I'm looking at you right now. It's not the end of the world, okay?
Yeah. Like the next day I was like, Vicky, thank you so much. You don't understand.
Like, just like, you know, I understand life happens, and for me, like, legit. So I've learned to become more flexible with people because I've had to learn. We're gonna get deep here, impersonal. So sorry.
No, sorry. Share, please.
Within the last couple of years, I've kind of realized, I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm not as happy as I thought I was. Maybe I have been holding, like, pushing back this idea that I have depression. Like, no, I don't have depression. No, and it was finally took me admitting it to being okay with it. It's like, okay, you know, don't push yourself so hard. Because I used to mask it by being a workaholic, working 7 days a week at multiple jobs. For a while, I had like 3 jobs, including the station. And so there are times, and I've been from telling a couple of my friends, like my best friend Ashton, it was even a shopping day. It wasn't like I sat down and told her, I'm like, you know what? I'm depressed and this is what's going on. And there's just sometimes where I feel like I have to go out and I have to do these things when I don't want to, and mm-hmm. it feels awful. So now it's just like, I don't use it. I never would be like, oh, I feel bad today. Like, I'm not going to go out because I'd rather stay home. It's like, look, I'm legit not okay right now. I need my day in. And she's super cool with it. So like, I get that because of experiencing that, I'm a little bit more cool with people. It's like, as long as you're telling me like what's up and not using it as a BS excuse whenever, like all the time. Yeah. Because you can tell, it's like, you know what, I just had like a really stressful week and I don't want to talk to anybody.
But I feel like open-mindedness too comes with like age and growth. Mm-hmm. Because like, same with me, like, I know I say like I'm FOMO and I need to be at everything, which I, at one point in my life, I was just like you. Mm-hmm. Jobs, had to be at every party, had to be at every function mm-hmm. for work, whatever. You know, but now, like, literally, like, as I could speak as of today, like, I don't worry too much anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously I still want to be on time, but it's not like that big of a deal. If I'm late, it doesn't bother me as much anymore.
It's like, you know, it's getting better.
Ooh, yeah. I need to take a lesson out of y'all's books because I'm still crazy.
Is it the anxiety, though, that like bothers you about it? Like the embarrassment of being late, or like,
is it the anxiety leading up to trying to get there? Because I get that when like I was late to my niece's baptism. I'm the godmother. And I like, because I got stuck in like traffic in three like, different
that's
places.
Embarrassing.
Well, okay, that one's embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay, they were late too. Okay, I was only like 10 minutes later than them, but they were late too to their own daughter's baptism. So ha, Mexicans, man.
Yeah. For real. I think it's really like, you know, the whole saying like, you focus on yourself more than you focus on the other people. Like with being late, like when someone shows up late to a class, like a workout class that has a specific time, I judge those people. Like,
right.
You think you're worried about yourself. I'm worried about you. Like, I'm legit judging you. I'm legit annoyed with you. You're distracting me. And a class, like a bar class or a strength class or like a barbell class where you need equipment, you like need to figure out what you need. You need to go all throughout the room and get it.
Right.
I am now angry at you. Like, I legitimately get annoyed. Or like at yoga, you're supposed to be in your namaste. You cannot show up late and the class be full, and then I'm going to have to move my mat to make room for your ass because you're late. This class started the same time every damn week for your entire life, and you're late. So I put all of that because I put that out on the person who's late.
That's what I'm saying,
feel like
yeah.
that's how I feel like they're looking at me now. Right. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm that person that I hate.
I'll just give you a little piece of advice that I told my brother. You could take it, throw it out the garbage, but this is what I told him. He was holding on to a lot of anger towards a person that never did him wrong. They just, quote unquote, did something wrong to our family. They never really did. He just heard stories all this time. And I'm just like, you know what? You could hate this person. I don't have a problem with this person anymore because I was like you. I wanted to hate on this person for A, B, and C. But it just made me that much more miserable to hold on to that. And I'm not saying if they mess you up on, like, if they're actually distracting, but if they happen to, like, oh, okay, cool, they're in here, whatever. I'm saying, like, don't stop being mad at them, but...
Yeah, I don't see. That's what I don't like. I don't know how to go. I don't know how to not hate because especially in yoga, because I'm like, yo, you're here to find peace. You're here to find patience. So I just like say that over and over again. You know,
I get where you
and
you
I'm
get
just
that.
Like, you're here, Sarah. You're working on yourself. You need to let this go. Like, this is good for you. This is going to teach you patience. But inside, I'm like, you know, like it
it's
doesn't
like,
work.
It's like it's secretly you are. You have those natural angry tendencies. That you're finding the outlet. It's like, it's this person's fault.
Yeah, I just think it's the difference between, like, it's like, I get what you're saying, and then I can go on the opposite of it. Like, mm-hmm. I get what you're saying, because it's like, it's inconsiderate. Like,
yeah.
How dare this person be late, and it's rude, because they're messing the rest of us up. So this one person is being selfish, in a sense. You know what I mean? But then on the other end, like, you got to look at the situation. Like, is it really that big of a deal? Like, no one's dying.
It's like, what if they...
You know what
just,
I mean?
What if they just came off of diarrhea?
Yeah.
What if, I don't know.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't go to a yoga class after diarrhea.
Yeah.
Don't. Please.
That's awful.
Yeah. Also, don't like, swim if you have diarrhea, by the way.
Or go in the sauna. Like, yeah. Or...
But I mean, like, you know, is it really life-threatening? Like, you know, it's not a big deal. They're human. Things happen. You were late, you know, to your yoga or spin class, you know.
Like, yeah. If I'm late to your wedding, if your groom's late to your wedding, or if I'm performing the ceremony and I'm late to your wedding, you have... full right to berate me in front of everybody.
It depends on the situation.
I would murder you.
Oh, I know.
I would. My friend forgot to go to my other friend's wedding like a few weekends ago.
Forgot.
And I was like, how do you forget? You RSVP'd. Like, if someone did that to my wedding and RSVP'd and quote unquote forgot that I was getting married, whoa.
Okay.
You'd be X'd from my life.
Okay, see, here's where I could agree with you.
Yeah.
One of my family members RSVP'd for three people to one of my cousin's 50th birthdays that I was like helping with, and I helped pay for the food, and we had to like count the people for the food. These people did not show up. This was 6 years ago. Still to this day, I hold a grudge, and I don't want to invite them to any party we ever have.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about. Or if they RSVP, then be like, send them, like, are you actually going to come this time? Is this a real RSVP?
That's what I'm saying. Depends on the situation.
Right, I'm going to quickly go through the rest of these because, yes. Conscientiousness is the tendency to be diligent, meticulous, and organized. This has been shown to be much more desirable than its opposite, having a disorganized nature where they live more in chaos. While chaotic people can be exciting, when it causes issues, it isn't so much fun. Agreeableness. So, this is kind of a duh. It's like those who are agreeable have the tendency to be more friendly and supportive of others and their pursuits.
Mm. Yeah, I got a friend who's not agreeable and always me. Oh my gosh, it's so funny
you
too.
You can just say it's you.
No! Girl, I ain't that smart to be like that agreeable. Like you'll say something about like how the weather is 68 degrees or something, and she'll be like, well, actually, I just want to let you know, I checked it like 2 minutes ago and it was like 69 degrees.
Ew.
Like, and she just does that with everything. And it's funny because like I'm kind of stupid. So like you can tell me facts about like, you could tell me facts about mountains. Like, did you know the highest mountain is in California? And I'd be like, wow, that's amazing. Cool.
You're not stupid. You're gullible. There's a difference.
Well, and I just don't really know a lot of things, like necessarily. But my boyfriend's like hella smart. Like, he looks stupid, but he's actually really smart. And so he does. And so she'll like say the same thing and he'll be like, actually, I think the highest mountain peak is in blah, blah, blah. And she'll be like, no. And then he's like, he'll like Google it and show her and be like, actually. And I'm like, oh, bitch got owned.
Dude, that's my favorite though. There is some weird sick satisfaction for two things. Telling somebody that they're wrong and telling somebody no.
Ooh.
I'm not going to lie. When I was
You just gave me the chills saying that.
When I was a waitress and when somebody thought they like owned the place and they're like, oh, well, I got this last time. I'm like, I'm sorry, we can't do that. In my head, I'm like, oh, that feels so good. No, you get a no.
You want to like thrust the table. We can't do that.
It's like, no. You don't get it your way.
Yeah, inconsiderate
little
prick. Customer's not always right.
Exactly. It's a weird thing. I'm like, I loved it. Or like when somebody's wrong, it's like, well, actually, It's, I try not to like say it like a jerk, but in my head I'm saying it like a jerk.
I like when they think they're right and then you're like, no, I've worked here for like 5 years. That was never a thing. Yeah. Like, I don't know where you
I
were.
I love when I prove people that I'm right. I love it. And yeah. I'll throw it in their face.
And I get mad when they don't accept it. Like, we had a texter today because I think one of the Beat Migs questions is like, what's the only vowel in the middle row of the keyboard? And it's A. And someone's like, actually it's A and E. I'm like, no, E is on the top row.
Take a picture.
I can't be at the text we have here. And they're like, tomato, tomato. I'm like, no, it is not tomato, tomato. It is tomato and potatoes. Like, it is very different. It's like, yes, they're vowels. And yes, they're on the keyboard, but it is a very different row.
He's a little confused. She's looking at the keyboard.
I'm looking at the keyboard right now. Like, wait, hold on.
So this is the middle row. When you learn, this is the middle row. Thanks, you don't count the numbers.
You were looking for a good, like, 5 seconds there, though.
Thanks, Vicky. I was like, wait a minute.
Some people could consider if you count the space bar row.
But I get what you're,
this, like,
I get the question.
But they're all would be in the middle
row. I get the
row.
Question, though. The middle, what's the middle vowel in the middle row?
Okay. Yeah, there's only A. Because if you count E, then you'd have to count I and O and U.
That's like the top row, though.
Exactly, you idiot. Did tomato, you tomato.
Did you reply?
No.
Oh.
I got caught up doing some other stuff. But basically, this article does say it's like, it's okay to be a little bit of all these things. You can be a combo. There is hilarious, neurotic people. For example, Chandler from Friends.
Oh, so funny.
Right. So it's like, you know, don't worry if you have some of these characteristics. You can still be fun.
Can he be any funnier?
I don't think I really thought I was going to do as well. Hey, I like Monica.
I love
too.
Monica. No.
You know, people always tell me that I remind them of Monica.
Oh.
Except I can't cook. So that's the
Are
flaw.
Are you really cleanly?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
I feel
clean,
like you're probably structured. You like everything organized, everything in its place. Everything.
Sure, to an extent.
No, I don't think you like that at all.
No, to an extent. Yeah, to
this
an extent.
Just, like, hella messy.
But I mean, because of the competitiveness. I'm not hella messy. Okay, hold on.
Oh, the competitive part.
Back up. The competitive part, because every time, like, she's like, oh, me, or like, you know, like, oh, and she's like really
I know this. Yeah. Very energetic. Yeah, that's she's me. Probably the biggest ball of energy out of the whole group. Yeah.
I could see that.
But. Yeah.
Sarah's like, over here hating on me.
I'm like, who would I be? Would I feel like Phoebe?
You'd be half Phoebe, half Monica.
Sarah?
Yeah, okay. Because she likes things a certain way. She has...
Anal AF.
Yes.
Okay.
She's, very anal retentive. She, you know, little high maintenance sometimes, but she's very chill, like, when it comes to, like, the way she lives her life and dudes and this and that. Like,
and I'm crazy because Phoebe's a little crazy. She's a little off her rocker.
She's a little crazy in different ways.
She's a good crazy.
Yeah. So you're a good crazy.
She's a joy to be around.
Oh my God. Thank you.
And I used to like Monica in the first seasons. If we're going to get Friends talk, I'm obsessed with Friends, by the way.
I love Friends.
Yeah. Like, I want to go do more trivia.
Okay. When you go, tell me, because I will roll with you.
Like, I
make that money, yo.
Yeah. Like, I've been to like 3 or 4 trivia nights, and each time I get closer and closer to number one. Last time I tied, like, there was a 4 or 5 way tie for second place.
Was it a Friends trivia?
Yes.
Ooh. Like I said, I'm Monica. I'm the competitor.
Yes.
Bring me along.
Like, and I am just weird. Like, I research everything and I know every little detail about everything. Like, so I know.
I'll just come along for the drinks.
That too.
And y'all's company.
I'm down.
Yes. We need to find a Friends trivia night.
So, wait, who are you on Friends?
I don't know. Because, I mean, I do like things clean, but I let things go as well. I'm, like, chill.
Yeah, you're, like, kind of Phoebe-y.
But I'm weird. I feel, like, more like Chandler.
You're a Chandler?
In the sense, like, I'm going to die alone.
Yeah.
Wait, we're being dudes, too. I want to be Joey. Just because Joey's...
Okay, you probably
How
are
you
a little...
doing? Joey's so smooth. I'm so smooth.
Yeah, Joey's
And he's
cool.
not very smart.
Yes!
Okay,
exactly.
Cool. I just didn't want to say it. I didn't want to be the one that said it.
You can call me dumb all you want.
I'm for sure Chandler. I'm very sarcastic.
Yep. I'm, yeah.
Yeah, Vicky's like, you know what? I'm just like, all of them in one.
I'm like, we all would make up. We should just have our own show and call it Amigas.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of Friends.
Wait, can Amigos. I be a part of that? You and I'm hella white?
Yeah, yes. No, you are. What the heck? Yeah.
Amigas means friend, not Mexican means, friends.
Yeah, it just means friends in Spanish. That's all.
What is it? My primas.
Cousins.
Yeah, they always call me their prima at my other job.
Aww.
Can I call them my primos?
That's cute. That's like really family. Cute.
I know. Aww. Isn't that cool?
Maybe they didn't call you sister because they don't want to. They kind of still want to bang you.
Yeah.
Plus weird.
Cousins, all right.
Well, we hope you learned something
Is
today.
Is it not? Oh.
Took a turn.
Damn.
Weird turn.
Weird. Anyways, bye, guys.
Bye.